Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thanks to our sponsors for this episode, ZipRecruiter.com/Nash, LegacyBox.com/views, and StitchFix.com/views. Guys, this is the Views Podcast. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast you've been waiting for all week because it's one of the best, I heard.
Who told you that?
This kid on a bike on Melrose. He was shopping for a jean jacket.
Okay.
And he said, this is one of the best podcasts ever.
He did?
Yeah, it's a true story.
I love your stories and the love because they're all so real and they're so boring that they're real.
It's funny. I like hanging out with you, but I also hate it because I realize that there's so much more potential for me to find better friendships.
Mm.
But I'm just holding myself back by being friends with a guy that's 75 years older than me.
I think it's interesting how you're attached to me and can't go anywhere without me. And the fact that I am 75, it's kind of weird.
I think it's interesting how you're spending July 4th with your ex-wife, even though you claim to fucking say that you have no feelings towards her, when it's obvious that your goal is to watch fireworks with her and slowly slip your fingers around her waist.
I think it's interesting the way your family loves you and you give them nothing in return.
I think it's interesting how I just bought one of my younger siblings an Xbox 360 Plus. And it's funny that you would say that.
I think it's interesting. They were here for 2 weeks. They were in this country probably for the first and last time they'll ever be here. You'll never see them again. And you spent all of 3 minutes with them.
I think it's interesting how I don't care about anything you have to say because your mother and I had sex in Hawaii.
I think it's interesting that for the first time, David lied. I've never heard him lie.
Why? He didn't buy Toby an Xbox?
Yep, there was no Xbox. All right, roll the intro music. Guys, this is the Views Podcast. You're listening to David Dobrik and Jason Nash.
I'm Jason.
Speak about things.
Nice to talk to you.
Have you ever been on a date with a girl where you guys are talking to each other?
Yeah.
But you really know that all she wants from you is to get inside your pants.
Yeah, I was out with your mom the other night.
That's real funny. You know, I'm going to hold back for mom comments because she's sitting at the end of the bed right now where we're recording the podcast. By the way, looking beautiful in the lingerie I just bought her. But
I like it a lot. I mean, definitely in that lingerie, mom, for sure. It's beautiful. You do have great taste in lingerie.
She does. And the way she slipped it on so quickly and effortlessly, I hope it just comes off as easy as it went on.
How are you feeling after the marriage? Are you hanging in there?
I am hanging in there. It is weird to talk about your 70-year-old mother like that. I take all that back. She just, yeah.
You take her back? She's not sexy?
No. Very sexy. I'm not going to slip the lingerie off. It's going to stay on.
Okay. Well, thanks for being respectful towards my mom. That's really great.
I'm reading Jason's notes right now for the podcast. It says 4-hour jazz show. and it's like I'm not even that old. Those are his two notes. That's crazy. I just want to get you guys ready for what kind of a podcast it's going to be today.
Yeah.
It's going to be a miserable one if those are his notes.
I went to a 4-hour jazz show.
Fuck. Okay, go. What happened?
I went to a 4-hour jazz show.
That is crazy.
Yeah,
and you're being serious?
One. Yeah, you know, Wyatt, he had this show, and he's like, you know, he plays guitar in a jazz show, and he's like, oh, if you want to come, you can. And you don't have to, but I'm not like the whole show, but I do have two solos. So I was like, okay. And I was like, how long is it? He's like, it might be 2 hours or it might be 4 hours. And I was like, no fucking way is it 4 hours. There's just no way.
Sure.
And, you know, he's just being nice. So I go on Saturday night. I get there. He opens up with On Broadway by George Benson.
So he played first.
Yeah, and he was great. He did the solo, and I was this awesome.
You should have left right there.
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah.
But then, not only was it jazz music, it was half jazz music and half interpretive dance. So it was like...
And he played the music and you interpretive danced.
I wish I'd done the interpretive dance because I wanted to shoot myself in the head because it really took a long time.
But how young were the kids?
It was they ranged from 9 to 17.
Wow.
It was like a summer camp.
9-year-old
and it was good.
Interpretive dancing?
Yeah.
I couldn't walk when I was 9.
I know.
That must have been miserable.
I know. And then the weirdest thing happened. The show was really long, and I was like, I can't believe I'm here still. This is so long. And there was a woman next to me, and there were two programs. And so I just grabbed one of the programs to see like how many songs are left because it was 4 hours long. And I grabbed it, and as I was grabbing it, she looks at me, and I go, oh, I'm just going to borrow this like that. And she goes, well, I wish you would have let me know because I'd like to look at it too. And I go, well, there's two programs there. You know, you can grab the other one. She goes, yes, but they're both mine.
Wow.
Like that. I got so upset. And, you know, I don't get upset anymore. So I got up and I just walked away. And I walked to the back. I was so mad.
Wow.
Would that make you mad?
Why don't you speak up? Why don't you use your words?
What was I going to say?
Stop treating me like this. You should have
said, is that what you said to Natalie?
Yeah, I said, please don't speak to me like this right now.
She really didn't speak to me poorly.
You know what I say when people make fun of me?
Jeff, Todd, stop it.
Yeah. I say, Natalie, if you're going to use those words to try to hurt me,
yeah,
then just know that there's someone inside here that's mm-hmm. listening to all those and going to remember everything you just said for a really long time. And that shows whoever, I mean, I use Natalie as an example because she does say some nasty things. But that's how I react.
You know, you're going to go into a meeting next week and someone's going to be like, so your assistant's a real bitch, huh?
It's my favorite when I'm in a meeting and someone like a business person like references our podcast. I get so confused when they go, I was listening to your podcast. I go, why the fuck were you listening to our podcast? It's so confusing. I'm very curious because it's just such a weird podcast to be listening to, I feel like.
Well, I feel like if they wanted to know you, that would be a really good way to get to know you is listen to the podcast.
Yeah, but I'm saying like when people bring it up when it's like when it doesn't even feel like, I don't know. You're right.
This is the 4th of July podcast. We're really excited. We're all just hanging out here. David's here. My mom's in town. I'm going to Montecito tomorrow.
David Dobrik.
What did I say?
Dobrik.
And we have a guest on the podcast right now that David's going to talk to. She's certainly one of the most beautiful women in the world. She's got a YouTube channel and a Twitch channel of her own, Corinna Kopf.
I was going to say your mom doesn't have a YouTube channel. Here she is, Corinna Kopf. Corinna's one of my closest friends, my oldest friends from my hometown.
That's a lie.
Well, you know, I've known you for the longest.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say I'm the closest. I'd like to be.
Corinna, we just wrestled on my
bed. I feel like I'm
like
second string, maybe
third. We just wrestled on my bed.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird.
We just had like a weird sibling pillow fight. Then you like choked me out. It was kind of weird.
and then Corinna goes, stop it. I get anxiety when I'm choked. And it got really serious. And we were just like fucking goofing around. Anyway, let's focus. You moved here from LA.
Yeah.
And you were a high profile nanny. This was your job.
I wasn't. It was not high profile.
I thought you'd say a high profile prostitute.
You were a high profile nanny.
Not high profile.
Oh, you were a regular nanny, but you were trying to get a job as a high profile nanny.
Yeah. I worked for like a family in Malibu and like they had a bunch of like famous friends.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, Natalie was a nanny and she worked for a very well off family. Like
yeah.
Really well. Like they would take private jets to every vacation.
Oh shit.
They would go to.
Yeah, it wasn't that crazy.
How much you get paid?
I think she's still a nanny, bro. Take care of your ass.
What are you, fucking 17? How do you say that? Yeah, anyway, Natalie's got the same job right now. So how much did you get paid when you were a nanny?
Not good.
Not good.
No.
But how much does a high profile nanny get?
Oh, a lot. I wasn't a high profile nanny.
I know, but that was your goal, so I want to know what you were looking
for. I mean, a lot. Like some of them get paid like $100,000 a year.
Wow, okay.
Sorry, I know you make that in like one day, but
No, I never said that, Corinna.
Like the family that I worked for, like I said, wasn't famous, but like they went to school with like Jamie Foxx's kids. I moved out to LA before you did. And then you moved out and I was like, oh my God, I have a friend out here. Let's hang out.
I remember I met you. Let's talk about this.
Oh yeah.
I met you
And
at a Jack and Jack concert.
I met you at a Jack and Jack concert. And the first night we ever hung out, you slept over at my place.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But wasn't like that.
It wasn't like that at all.
I played with your guinea pigs and not an actual guinea pigs when I say guinea pigs.
My parents weren't home, so she slept over in my house. I've never had a girl sleep over. I don't know how old I was.
Oh, did you like me?
I was probably 17. I don't know. I was crazy and stupid. And you slept in a completely different room.
Yeah, and I slept in your sister's room with your guinea pigs.
Yeah, I slept in my room.
Uh-huh.
That was so strange.
Yeah, why did I sleep over? Why did I just go home?
I don't know. Okay, explain to me, what was your motive behind that? Were you trying to hook up with me?
Because honestly, I don't think I was once in my life. Sorry, I hate to break it to you.
You just needed a place to stay? Because that is kind of hard to believe.
No, I think we were just like having a good time. And
Sure I was trying to hook up with you. There's no way I'd be like, yeah, sleep over my place if I wasn't.
I think maybe I was just like, oh, yeah, I'll sleep over. And then when you're like, okay, yeah, you can sleep in my sister's room, I was like, oh, okay, I guess, if that's what you want. And then I didn't want to make it weird.
No, I didn't blow it at all. No, that was probably the right move to do. It's very respectful. I didn't want to be
I think I was probably just confused at that point. I was like, oh, okay, sounds good.
So you would have hooked up with him?
I don't know.
And what did you guys do when you woke up? Did you have cereal?
No, she left. You left really early. You left before like the morning even struck, I think.
Wait, no, I didn't. Why would I have done that?
I don't know.
Actually, maybe I did.
Yeah, you left really early.
Because I was like, oh, what if my mom think?
Yeah.
When was that?
I don't know.
That was a long time ago. I think it was like, what, 18 or 19 at the time?
No, I was like 17.
Oh my God. Was I over 18?
No, you were 17 too, I think.
No way.
Yeah, we were very young.
I'm older than you.
Like I said, it was one of the stupidest things I've ever done.
Why is that dumb? Wait, why is that stupid at all? It's literally not.
No, I don't know. Nothing happened.
Hooking up with me. You're just kidding.
Yeah, right. I guess the story isn't really going anywhere other than the fact that Corinna slept over at my place and nothing happened.
Yeah.
And then we moved to LA.
Yeah.
And then you hooked up with some of my friends, which is nice because you got to know them a lot quicker than I did.
Okay, first of all, it was only ever for your vlog. It wasn't just like, I want to hook up with
your
friends.
It wasn't personal. Corinna, come on.
Because when we first were friends, let's be real.
It wasn't for the vlog. There wasn't a vlog when we were first friends.
But that's what I'm saying. I didn't hook up with any of your friends when we were first friends.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I'm being dead ass. I did not.
I'm being dead ass. Okay.
Your ass is dead.
That's how good she is. She knew you were going to have a vlog, so she started hooking up with your friends.
No. Well, that's
you could have stuff to
talk
about later.
The beauty of it, though, is that I didn't hook up with any of them.
Well, you were working at Hooters, and then for a time...
Well, no, I was a nanny. The timeline's all fucked. I was a nanny, and then I had no job for a minute, and I was living at...
Your friend's house.
My friend's house.
Yeah, and then you came and lived with us for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you were working at Hooters.
Yep.
You were actually applying to get a job.
At Hooters.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a vlog about it.
And then you got the job.
That was the beginning
of the
That's
vlog.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I remember when we would come to visit you at Hooters, I felt so cool because I knew like a Hooters girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
You felt cool to know me as a Hooters girl? That is so... Wow, I'm going to like tell my friends that.
Because I remember going there and I was like... Yeah, Corinna, can you get us a table? And you were like, sure. And I was like, yeah, I know that girl. Because, like, I don't know. I feel like, especially at the time, like, all the Hooters girls were so untouchable. They were, like, these, like, supermodels
yeah,
that were, you know what I mean? Like, you know how Hooters
no,
is.
No. That definitely wasn't it.
Was it hard to work at Hooters?
No. Everyone's always asked that. Like, were people perverts? Or, like, no, I never really had a bad experience.
Wow.
Sometimes you get, like, occasional, like, drunk married man, and they'd come in there and, like, give you a $100 bill. And I'd cry.
Oh, what a pervert.
No, but like, hey, I got money, like $100 bill. I don't know. Wasn't that weird?
Did people? How many times did people ask for your number when you were working at Hooters?
I actually met a guy at Hooters, and I visited him. I went to see him in Australia. Dead ass.
Really?
Yeah, I met these two guys that were my age.
How did he win you over? Like, how did he ask for your
it
number?
It wasn't weird like that.
Can I have honey barbecue and then a side of your phone number? What did he say?
No, nothing. He was just like, we just got in a conversation. He was really cool. It was him and his
Do
brother.
Do you want to come back and try some of my ranch dressing? No, yes. He probably didn't say that.
The
first
fuck?
One was good.
Yeah. I got so many more. I just want to share.
But isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
Like, I literally was like, 6 months later, I was like, I'm going to take you up on your offer to come visit. And I like went and stayed with him and his family in Australia.
Wow.
For like 2 weeks.
And now, Corinna, you drive a Porsche.
Yeah.
You're an independent woman. And you live life to the fullest.
At one point, I had no money in my bank account. Right before the vlog started, I had no money in my bank account. I was living in my friend's guest bedroom. Wow, it's crazy. It's humbling. Truly.
I'm glad you got out.
Yeah, thank you for my career. Thank you for... Well, I owe everything I have to you.
Aw,
I'm surprised we don't pay taxes to you.
That's Corinna Kopp. Thank you for those kind words and feeding my ego.
Good job, Corinna. I'll never forget this. Way to go.
Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. Jay, you already know this. Take it away.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. ZipRecruiter is incredible.
Especially when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/Nash, guys. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As the applicants come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one, spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Nash. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Nash. ZipRecruiter.com/Nash. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So I want to talk about this because I edit my videos to be 4 minutes long, so you don't get to see a lot of the stuff that goes in.
Sure.
And this is like crazy what happened. The other day we wanted a surprise. One of our friends, Heath's girlfriend Mariah, with $20,000 because she's basically all in all because she's a great person. And I thought it'd be fun if we went to Vegas and tried doubling mm-hmm. the money and giving her $40,000. Mm-hmm. So right when I said that, I looked to my left and I saw Cass and she had a red lollipop in her mouth. So I was like, that's the color. We're going with red. And everyone in the room was kind of on the same page. We're like, we're doing red. Jay and Carly, feel free to chime in whenever too. And it got so insane how many signs there were of like the color red. It got genuinely so it started with Mariah walking in the door. Mariah walked in the door. She was wearing a red jacket, which was insane. It was completely random. And then I got a text from my dad. He goes, can I borrow your car? The red one. That's what he said. He didn't even say Ferrari. He goes, the red one. Mm. And then I go to the bank, and I'm sitting at the bank, and I'm getting money out. I have to take $20,000 out. But I'm thinking, I'm like, maybe I should take out $40,000 just in case I lose, and I still want to surprise her with $20,000. So the banker goes, do you want $20,000 or $40,000? And I go, And as I'm thinking, I turn around, and into the bank are two people walk in with full-on red jumpsuits.
Wow.
Like full. And I turn around and I go, I need 20. That's all I need is 20. Because I was like, I'm going to fucking win. I'm going to win.
Wow.
So I go back to the car. We're in the car. And then we go pick up Mariah. We're going to Vegas. And then we're on the flight. This is the great. We're on the flight. And it's like dead silent on the flight. And I remember Mariah and Heath were telling me there was a kid that goes, I see the red one. There was a kid who was looking out the window. And it was like sun setting, so it was very pretty out. And he goes, I see the red one. I see the red one, Mom. And then they told me that when we got off the flight. And then we got into our limo right off the flight. We hopped into our limo. And in the limo was playing one of my favorite songs, like a song that like we all know is my favorite song because I annoy people with it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got out of the limo, and we stepped into the casino. And the second we stepped into the casino, I mean like the second we stepped into the casino, Portugal the Man, Feel It Still started playing, which is our Vegas song. Sure. I used it for the Vegas montage. The beginning of the song started playing right when we stepped in, and we all looked at each other, and we were just like, oh my fucking goodness, it's on. Like, there's no way we're not winning this at this point. So we sat down at the table, and we spun it, and it landed on red, and we won. We won $40,000. And then after that, so when I do these spins, I have to get a shot of the actual table spinning. But I don't get that shot till later. Right. I get that shot later, because then I can just go and bet $5 and wait for it to hit red. I don't know if that makes sense.
Of course.
Like, I need the shot of it spinning. So I went to a new table just to get the pickup shot of it hitting red. And when it spun around, it landed on red one again. But Heath missed the shot, so we had to spin again. And once again, it landed on red one. Three times in the 10 minutes we were there, it landed on red one. It's fucking insane. It literally couldn't have gone any more perfectly. And then we were cashing in our chips. And Vegas does this stupid fucking thing where you can play. Okay, so Jason had an expired license, but they let him play the money, but they wouldn't let him cash it out. So he put his money down and they gave him chips. But then when he won, they wouldn't let him change his chips into cash. Mm. So now we were sitting with $20,000 in cash and $20,000 in chips, which was a problem because for my video, I needed the full $40,000 in cash to show people that we won. So this is where this comes in. I actually had another $20,000 in cash on me, because at the bank, when I was getting my money, after I said, okay, that's fine, I'm just going to get 20 out, the banker handed me my slip and he told me to go to the teller. And I went up to the teller and I was like, hi, I want to take out 20 grand. And she goes, are you sure you don't want to take out more? And I literally said, why would you say that? Because I was so confused. I was like, why are you saying that? Why are you saying that? So I was like, okay, fine, I'll take out 20 more. So I actually did end up taking out 40 at the bank. And that helped me, because when we won, I put all the money together and you could see that we won, which was awesome. And
everything worked out for you.
And not only that, but our flight was delayed, and we would have missed the flight. We would have missed the flight back, but we didn't miss it because it was delayed.
The flight on the way out was delayed.
And the flight on the way back was delayed by an hour.
We would have missed it.
Yeah, we would have missed it.
If the flight wasn't delayed, too, we could have hit black.
We would have stayed in Vegas. Yeah. Well, that's what I don't know. It was crazy. I don't know if I explained it properly, but...
Yeah, it was great.
It was fucking insane. And there was genuinely no way that we were going to lose that. And then we got to surprise her with $40,000, and that was literally the most exciting thing ever. Because she was, I remember when we won the $40,000, she still didn't know that the money was for her, but she was so excited that I won. So it was really fun to see that money go to her at the end. Yeah, that was cool. I have a disposable camera now that I have that I take pictures on.
Yeah.
It's an Instagram account called David's Disposable, if you want to go check it out. But it's really fun because now I have an excuse to go to a party and get work done, even if I'm not filming. Because now I can take pictures. And I remember the other day, I didn't really want to go out because I was tired, but I was like, I'm sure we'll get something. And me, Carly, and Brandon went out to a nightclub. And right when we got out of my car, Paris Hilton stepped out of her car, like literally the same second. And she walked literally an inch away from me. And I just held up my camera right at her face. And I go, Paris, can you just look here for a second? And she turns around and I snap a pic of her looking right at me. And I was like, done. That's why I came out. And it felt so good. But that's...
She went disposable.
She was like, is this a disposable? Yeah, now Paris Hilton and I are best friends.
Guys, we're back on the podcast now. We're going to talk to Mike Sheffer really quick. David, go ahead. Say hello to Mike.
Whatever, Mike. Hey, what's up, Mike?
Hi.
Mike, how much money do you make a year?
Enough.
Enough for what?
To be happy. Money's not everything, David. I know you're chasing that dragon, and all you want is money and fame and power and subscribers, but it's not going to make you happy, man.
If it's not everything, then you can tell us how much you make.
No, because it doesn't matter. Why is that your first question to me? How about how was your day? How was your week? How's your life, friend?
I've been with you for 8 hours, and I've been dying to know how much money you make. I want to know if you make more money than Jason.
Oh, probably. Jason.
Doesn't matter, Mike.
Oh, I'm not saying he makes me a better person than you. I just think that I just want to move past this topic, so I'm giving him an answer that's going to make him move past it.
Like,
how much money do you make, David? How much money are you making on this podcast?
I don't know. Jason says I make a lot, but I don't believe it.
Well, your version of a lot is warped because you're at 20. How old are you? 23? 22?
17.
17 with how many millions of dollars in the bank?
$6,000.
$6,000.
$6,000 million.
On that Ferrari.
I don't have any money left. I paid for Aaron's wedding and I got nothing left. It's all gone.
You got a good vlog out of it.
I hope this wedding is fucking incredible.
Imagine you're not invited to the wedding.
No, this wedding better be fucking. Well, yeah, Aaron has a lot of pressure.
Imagine you get no footage from Aaron's wedding. How upset will you be?
So, Aaron, this is what my money bought you. A lame cake without me on top of it?
You know what she should do? She should do a destination wedding outside of the United States so you can't go. Do it in like, do it in Bermuda or in Fiji and you just can't go.
You have done that a few times, brought it up. You've been like, I hope the wedding, I hope Aaron, you know, really goes all out with the wedding. It's like you give the money and that's it. You have no say.
It's the only gift I've ever given that hasn't been like used yet. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
like, it's like if the day hasn't come yet.
Yeah, what do you want the do you,
Dobrik
yes above the ceremony sponsored by David Dobrik?
I want to be on the cake. I want to be on the vlog. I want to be vlogging them on top of the cake.
Do you want to clickbait neon kissing. Sign above them when they're getting doing their vows?
Mike, why don't you tell everybody exactly what you think of David right now? Be 100% honest. What is his biggest flaw?
Well, how about we start off positive?
Yeah, if I'm being honest, I think he's a smart kid, really empathetic when he needs to be. Which is a good skill to have. I think he's really hardworking, really smart, yada, yada, yada. I think your biggest flaw is...
I'm too sexy.
No.
No?
It's not a flaw.
I feel like it holds me back sometimes because people just look at me and they just see a pretty face, but they don't see what I'm actually all about.
I think your biggest flaw is that sometimes you're too much of a perfectionist, and a perfectionist... like, there's a quote that says, perfect is the enemy of greatness. So, like, you could just post a vlog and it's going to be great. It's never going to be perfect, but instead you torture yourself for it and cry on Corinna's
this
Instagram.
This is a job interview answer. When you're asked at a job interview, what's your biggest flaw? You go, I'm a perfectionist.
No, that's not. I would not want to hire someone as a perfectionist. I don't think that's a job interview answer. I think that's a bad trait to be a perfectionist because
really?
You don't get things done. You need to. Art is never finished. It's just abandoned, and you need to learn when to abandon it. Sorry, I just got serious. I know it's not funny, but like,
I really do enjoy that.
I think that.
So how much money do you make a year? Thank you, Mike, for coming on the show with some very nice, kind words.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I want to tell you real quick about Stitch Fix. It's an online personal styling service that finds and delivers clothes, shoes, and accessories to fit your body, budget, and lifestyle. Mm. Even a body and budget like Jason's, which is oddly very specific.
Mom, you're laughing way too hard at that joke.
They really cater to anybody. Just go to stitchfix.com.
She really does love you.
Just go to stitchfix.com/views and tell them your sizes, what styles you like, and how much you want to spend on each item. You'll be paired with your very own personal stylist who will handpick 5 items to send right to your door. Then you try them on, pay only for what you love, and return the rest. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. No subscription required. You can sign up to receive scheduled shipments or get your fix whenever you want. Stitch Fix styling fee is only $20, which is applied toward anything you keep from your shipment. Get started now at stitchfix.com/views, and you'll get an extra 25% off when you keep all five items in your box. That's stitchfix.com/views to get started today. stitchfix.com/views.
Okay, we're bringing a cavalcade of celebrities on the show today. Here's our next guest, her name is Lorraine Nash, also known as the former Mrs. Dobrik. She's visiting from Boston. Lorraine Nash, welcome.
She looks great today. She's she's like diamonds all over her wrist.
Hi.
The blue's amazing. Where's the weirdest place? How old are you right now, currently?
Old.
Give me a number.
75.
75, great.
Yeah.
First of all, you don't look that old at all. 75 is a crazy number. That almost sounds like you'd be a mummy, but you look incredible.
She's my mummy.
She is my mummy. No, you look really, really good for 75. My question is, where is the weirdest place you've made love? she was drinking water and almost spit it all over the mic. Where?
Can you tell him?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me.
Yeah.
Put the mic up closer to your mouth.
You throw up. It was on the roof.
Go. It was on the roof?
It was on the roof of Logan Airport.
What? Wow. Holy cow.
Logan Airport. Boston. How'd
you get up? You were at the top of Boston Airport.
On the roof.
On the roof. How did you get up there?
No, it was the parking lot, like the parking lot roof.
Wow, before someone was going for a long time? Wow, that is so hot. So was your husband leaving to work?
No, he was coming home.
He was coming home and you couldn't wait to get home?
Well,
you picked him up and you're just like, we're going to the roof of the parking lot? Wow.
Well, the story I had heard is that you went in a trench coat with no clothes on underneath.
That's right. Don't tell that part.
Wait, that's true? Oh my God, Lorraine!
Who told you that story?
You must have.
No, your father must have told you.
No, he wouldn't tell me like that. I heard it in like background. Like you guys were talking about it,
Lorraine.
But it was like everyone was laughing.
I was married to you for 2 weeks and I did not get treatment like this. You went to the airport to pick him up.
And he was on a business trip. He was gone a few days. He was on a business trip and he was gone a few days. And I said, well, why don't I pick you up at the airport? And he said, that would be great. And he said, wear something sexy. So there's nothing sexier than nothing, right?
Wow.
Corinna just got her new merch.
Wow, that's crazy.
I'm just curious about this because I'm always like wondering my parents and stuff. Like, when's the last time you had sex?
Oh.
Let's just say the honeymoon was great. Let's just keep it at that because that is pretty private.
I don't want to embarrass David.
What color was the trench coat?
The beige, the lunch.
I fucking knew it. It was
a designer trench coat and it was the beige.
Okay.
So I thought, like, what's better? What's sexier than nothing, right?
Lorraine.
So I put the trench coat over me.
Yeah.
With high heels.
Get the fuck out.
And I actually, I had like, I used to wear like, what did you call them?
Stilettos. How old were you at the time?
30.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. 30. So, Lorraine, walk me through this. He landed.
He goes, landed. Hi, Lorraine, I met him. Then you could meet him like right at the thing. You didn't have to wait down in luggage. You could go like right up there. They let you right into the gate.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I was standing at the gate, and he gave me a big. I was standing at the gate, and he gave me a big hello, and he said to me, "You don't have anything on under that, do you?" And I said, "Nope."
Oh my God. And then he just gave you a smile and you helped him with his bags and you guys were in the car?
No, I didn't help him with his bags. He did his own bags.
Of course, sorry. Sorry, I messed up the story. And then you guys got into the car.
Yeah. And then I figured we were going home.
Wow, but you didn't do it at home. You couldn't wait.
He couldn't wait, no.
Wow, Lorraine, that is fucking crazy. And then here we are.
That was a great segment.
And then 45 years later, here he is, Jason Nash. Jason.
Who listens to the podcast? I don't think that's such a bad story.
Jason, that's crazy. You were conceived at Logan Airport.
At the roof of an airport.
Wow. Does that count as the Mile High Club?
I think he was born already. You were born when I was 30.
Oh, he was sitting in the back seat of the car probably.
I don't know. No.
You threw the trench coat over him. Good for you. Congratulations, guys. That's Lorraine, my ex-wife, talking about the time she was having sex with her other ex-husband.
That's a cool story.
That's cool. I love that story. Genuinely, I really like that.
That's like out of a movie.
Jason's mom just goes, how many ads do you guys have to read? And Jason goes, shut up. You like flying on JetBlue? So this ad is going to pay for Mrs. Nash's flight back.
She's an old lady. She's supposed to, you know, ride a crappy airline? No.
No, sure.
We want her to fly nice. And I like bringing her out here.
And it's for Legacy Box,
so
guys.
Shut up and read Legacy Box and tell them how great it is.
Who is the most excited to get your home movies and photos digitized? Was it you?
We love to do that at the Nash family. My mother actually loves to do that.
It's the best. And most people are motivated and excited to digitize their old analog formats with Legacy Box. You can save your family films and photos from degrading or being lost forever. Unable to play their recordings because they don't have a VCR anymore or their camcorder is broken. Become the family hero. Bring back lost memories to watch and see again. Guys, if you want any memory basically digitized, Legacy Box is the way to do it. You can you send your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures. They'll do the rest. Professionally digitize your moments into a thumb drive, digital download, or DVD. It's so simple. It's easy to follow instructions and safety barcodes included for every item. Receive all your original recorded moments back along with perfectly preserved digital copies. Get personalized updates at every step. Receive up to 12 personalized email updates. Guys, if you're going to do that, if you're going to digitize anything, use Legacy Box. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering our listeners an exclusive discount. Just go to LegacyBox.com/views to get 40% off your first order. Go to LegacyBox.com/views and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past. Literally, guys, if you need to preserve anything, digitize anything, use Legacy Box
Thank you, Legacy Box, for coming on as a sponsor, and thank you for paying for Lorraine's flight back to Boston. We love you.
And I love Legacy Box. It's worth every penny. It saves so much aggravation than sitting there trying.
Oh, look who's all about ads now. Now that she found out who's paying for her flights, she's like, let me jump in on this and talk about Legacy Box. Well, I'm glad we have another co-host.
Corinna, you have a pet peeve about David?
Yeah.
You wanted to say?
My biggest pet peeve about David is he has this tendency where he asks his friends opinions, or like what their opinion is on something, and then they give them their opinion.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, no, but this. And like he doesn't take it. Yeah. He just does what he wants anyways. Mm-hmm. So there's like no point.
Corinna, don't you think you should come to Vegas tonight with me? No, I don't
want
to.
It's not even that. It's like, or, should I get on this red eye tonight? And they're like,
Oh, yeah. That's
like,
perfect.
Oh, I'm going to get on the red eye tonight. It's like, then why'd you ask? What was the point of asking?
Yeah, why do you do that?
I don't know.
Because you like to, you want to be confirmed?
Yeah, I mean, I like getting people's opinions, but I also like want to go with what I think is right, right? Like,
then what's the point of getting someone's opinion? You always.
Because
go
I want
with
it to match
own.
Up with me.
It never matches up.
It's not that deep. I don't really have anything to say about it. You're right. You're definitely right.
But I feel like it never matches up. I feel like you always want to like play devil's advocate and like go opposite of whatever your friends say.
Yes and no. I like to play devil's advocate all the time, but
Carly, when's the maddest you were ever at David?
I don't think I've ever been mad at David. Maybe when he was driving scary. Oh yeah. That's my biggest pet peeve.
How can anyone be mad at David?
You know, I actually wanted that too. Because I do, I'm not saying this in that way, but like, if I make a mistake, I'm kind of just like laughing it off. You know what I mean? I've never gotten into like a serious argument with anybody, especially in our friend group. No, I could be mean, but it's just like, I don't mean anything in like an actual like mean way.
No, that's true. I'll give you that.
Like,
you act mean, but you're not mean.
Exactly. Yeah.
You act mean sometimes, but you're not mean. Yeah. And then when you realize you did something that hurt somebody, you feel really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't mean to be.
Yeah, 100%. No, 100%.
You're mean to be funny, or maybe you're busy and you need something really fast, and yeah, you're not as polite as you could be. But I don't think you ever intentionally would ever be mean to anyone.
No, 100%. And like even when I get into like arguments with like friends, like I'm always like the first one laughing. Like it's just like
I've noticed a lot of suggestions in the vlog lately have been telltaling.
What?
A lot of your suggestions that you make in the vlog, they kind of say something.
What do you mean?
Well, like number one, you've been suggesting I get naked a lot.
Sure.
And okay.
What does that have to do with anything?
And then yesterday you suggested that you make out with Natalie, which I thought
was
interesting.
Sure. What does that have to do with anything?
I think that's a great idea. Hey, Natalie.
F, Mary, Kill, Corinna, Carly, and Natalie. Go.
F, Mary, Kill. Okay. Yeah. Fuck, Mary, Kill, Natalie, Carly, and Corinna. Oh, this is fucking tough. This is really tough.
F, marry, kill. You have to have sex with one of them, you have to marry one of them, or you have to kill one of them.
It's tough because marry kind of is both.
Yeah, I know.
Marry means you Mary means you're going
to
have sex with them forever. So it's
Mary means
tough.
You can put up with them. You'll be able to stand them for a long time.
Corinna, what's
it wouldn't
my
annoy
answer?
You.
I feel like you'd marry Natalie. And then me and Carly was interchangeable.
Just fuck you guys different days. Is that what you mean? I don't know. I don't know if I'd kill Natalie or marry Natalie. That's kind of where I'm stuck at. Because some days it's I want to fucking choke her out. And no, not there's no other end to that. There's no some days I want to marry her. But no, some days, no, I'm kidding.
F, marry, kill. Jeff, Scott, and Todd. He doesn't have to answer that part.
I don't want to answer it because
don't answer it. It hurts. It'll hurt someone's feelings.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. All right, I'll fucking put a bullet in Corinna's skull. And then no, I'd kill Corinna.
Oh, her feelings are hurt. See? That's why I didn't want him to answer it.
It's also so crazy. I'm kidding. I wouldn't kill you. Actually, I don't know. Because I also don't want to say I'd fuck Carly, because it's just like such a crazy statement for me to say.
Exactly.
Like, it's just like,
I'm just gonna crop that part.
I'd fuck Carly. Carly, guys, I guess Carly's here. They edit that. I'd fuck Carly. All right.
Like,
Tesla kept being Hang on a second. Carly's jumping in with an analysis of Jonah.
Okay, so Jonah picked us up from the airport when we did the Vegas, the Vegas Mariah surprise. And the Tesla kept beeping, and it was saying he was hitting the gas and the brake at the same time. And I'm so confused. Is his foot so big it was hitting both? Or was he? Does he use – I could see him using each foot for each.
He seems like the kind of guy that would do 2 feet. He does. He does seem like the kind of guy that would work a car 2 feet. Like Papa.
That doesn't – Can is that a thing people do?
No.
Have you ever tried to do that?
Yeah, it's really hard. That's such a Jonah thing to do, though. Such a Jonah thing to do.
And it kept alerting. We're like, oh, also, the other thing he was doing, every time he talks to somebody in the car, he turns around and talks. But he's driving. It's like, I can't. Me and Corinna were talking about this earlier. She's like, even if you're in the passenger seat, I'm not going to look over at you every time. But he was literally full spin around talking to us. And everyone in the car was like, Jonah, look at the road. What are you? Why are you looking at us? Like, I don't know why we're all so comfortable bullying Jonah. But he has, like, the weirdest quirks. But I kind of like that about him because it makes him, like, such a character.
Right. Yeah.
But
and you think...
I'm speechless.
You think of with how well we're all doing, we'd have someone better than Jonah picking us
like
up at the airport.
A professional driver, but we just have Jonah. It's also funny because there was, like, 5 or 6 of us that went to Vegas, and then Jonah rolls up, and Jason goes, how did you get into the mix? It's just a random assortment of people. It's literally funny. Like a TV show.
Okay, this next bit is called Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast. David's going to set it up because it wouldn't be the same unless David set it up.
This next segment of the podcast is called Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast. This is where we give our editor friend 25 seconds to say and do whatever he does in return for editing our podcast.
His hands are wet. What? Dry your hands.
I don't know what to do.
Not on my leg.
And go.
What's up, weenies? It's your boy, JV from the JTWP, and today I'm here with Mrs. Former Dobrik, and we're going to have
We already had her on
sir,
our show.
Sir, you are not included in this. Can I please have the mic, sir? Today I'm going to be interviewing Mrs. Dobrik. How was David as a lover?
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Whoa, baby! Oh,
it was
too bad we don't do video anymore because David is now straddling my mom. It's literally 4th of July. The skyrockets are going off behind them.
Oh, I'm definitely rocketing, Jason. All right, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys later. I'm David. That's Jeff, Jason, Joe. I don't give a fuck whoever you guys are.
Go buy David's merch. He makes no money on the videos.
Go buy some merch. Jason's feet are so disgusting. I was thinking about staying in L.A., but I realized I have to sleep on this bed where Jason's been sitting and doing the podcast, and his feet are all over the covers. So I think I'm going to Chicago for the holidays because he's so gross.
Good decision, sir. Have fun.
I'll see you guys later.
Guys, 3 days off from David. Wish me well. I am so excited for 3 whole days.
Okay, bye, guys. My name's Jeff. See ya.